that's not discussing the machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Papi, Aliba Derava. What is the appropriate bracha when it comes to bir chametz? Is it al bir chametz? Is it levar chametz? Do we assume that al is considered to be lehaba mashman? The Gemara tells us when it comes to the case of bris mila, there the nusach bracha is al hamila. So doesn't that indicate that even though that bracha is over l'asiyasan, one can go ahead and use the term of al? The Gemara says, well, it really depends. Is it considered to be a case of la'atzma, or whether it's considered to be a case of acherim? If it's la'atzma, then you wouldn't recite the bracha of lamul. If, however, the mul is doing so on behalf of others, in such a case, then it is considered to be al. So one of the differences between al and le is whether the mitzvah is being performed la'atzma, whether it's considered to be la'acherim. So the Gemara raises the following difficulty. What about the bracha of al hashchita? That presumably is a bracha which is la'atzma. A person is engaged in shchita himself. And yet the bracha is al, despite the fact that it's over la'asiyasa. So how does this fit with the shita of Rav Papi that explains that al is considered to be Lisha Avar? So the Gemara says that no, Shechita is considered to be a different case, and therefore that is our second principle, and that is either Lo Sagi de Lo Ihu Shachit, that's the Girsa we have in the Gemara, or the Girsa of the Ramban, the Girsa of the Meiri, is Lo Sagi de Lo Shachit, that Shechita is not considered to be an absolute imperative. Either I do not have to do the Shechita, that can certainly be done Ayyadei Cherim, or Shechita does not necessarily have to be done. There is no mitzvah that absolutely requires shchita. Tosus points out in Shavuos Chaf Dalet, we would not characterize shchita as being a mitzvah saseh, but rather is considered to be a matir, that the basar is only mutter ba'achila al yedei shchita, and therefore, if it is a matir, it is not considered to be a mitzvah, and that you do not recite a bracha of lid. And this is what the Rambam explains in Perikin Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, Pilchos Brachos, that if you have that which is considered to be a Dvar Rishus, whether it is considered to be Shchita, or Netilas Yadayim, or the Rambam adds, even the case of Kisui Adam as well, it's true. Once the Shchita is done, there is an absolute Chiv to engage in Kisui, but nonetheless, backstepping, you didn't have to engage in the Shchita, and therefore the Kisui Adam is only conditional as such, even that the bracha is considered to be al-hakisui, the case of Mishnerais, the case we have later in the Gemara, the same could be recited regarding tefillah as well. After all, tefillah is a matir, it is a mitaher, but it is not an absolute imperative. Just as the Gemara says that tefillah bizmana is not considered to be a mitzvah, the Sugyan Beis and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Kesev Mishnah argues, as you find in the Rishonim, it means not just simply tefillah bizmana, but tefillah per se. Tefillah is a matir, and as such, therefore, the bracha is considered to be that which is al. We pointed out, just parenthetically, if that really is true, when the Rambam discussed the case of Hafroshes Chumas and Maestros, there the Rambam writes explicitly, the Nusach HaBracha is lehafrish. In other words, the Ram distinguishes between Hafroshes Chumas and Maestros as opposed to Shechita. Hafrosh is a mitzvah, Shechita is considered to be a matir. We pointed out that is exactly what the Taz writes in Simon Aleph of Yerodei and Sivkot Yud Zayin. That is what you find in Bir Hagra, in Achositzis and Simon Ches, against the comment of Magen Avram, against the comment of Rabbi Kiveger. So therefore that is a further principle, a difference between a chova as opposed to that which is considered to be a rishus. So the Gemara raises the following difficulty. If that really is the case, that when it comes to shchita, you do not recite a bracha with lib because it is only considered to be a dvar rishus, that lo sagid lo shachid. So the Gemara asks that Pesach v'kodshim make lemeimer. That's good when it comes to shchitas chulin. When it comes to a case of shchitas kodshim, that's only a rishus. Certainly that's considered to be a chova. So how is it that the bracha is ala shchita? The Gemara answer is mechateisi. It is not ala shchita. When it comes to cases of Pesach and Kodshim, the Gemara answer is that enochinami, the bracha is considered to be lishchot. Why? Because that is considered to be, right, a chove as opposed to rishus. That's true. But if you have argirs in the Gemara said when it comes to shchita, there is no obligation that you have to do the shchita. Ihu. And therefore, and what about when it comes to Pesach and Kodshim? So here Rashi writes in Dura Maschal Pesach that enochinami, habayim nitzdavu. The Gemara does not just simply mean to say that the Shechita must be done, as opposed to Shchita Shchulin, where it is only a matir. You wouldn't argue that Shchitas Kodshim is simply a matir. But more than that, when it comes to these cases, Pesach, Kodshim, Rashi points out Habalim Itzdav, that the starting point is the Bal HaKorban is obligated to go ahead and do so. Mehechatesi, how do you know that that is true? So Rashi says it's a pasuk. The pasuk in the very beginning of Chumash Vayikra tells us v'samach yado v'shochat, that the Torah is makish smicha teshchita. Smicha is explicitly a chiyuv on the Baal HaKarban. Rashi writes the same thing is true when it comes to shchita as well, and therefore you understand when it comes to Pesach in Kodshim, then the brach is lishchot. When it comes to other cases, presumably shchita schulin, then the nusach habrach is considered to be ala shchita. So the Rishash points out an obvious difficulty with the statement of Rashi. Habanim nitzdavu because v'samach yodo and then v'shochad. This is a havamina that the Gemara quotes, but it is not true. The maskana, when you look in the sugi menachos and daf yotes amud aleph, the Gemara has such a possibility. The Gemara says, since you have a hekesh v'samach and v'shochad, so maybe you should argue that mas smicha bebailim av shchita bebailim. Maybe one should argue that is true. And just as I, the Baal HaKarban, must do smicha, I, the Baal HaKarban, must engage in shchita, the Gemara answers that is not true. Smicha you must do, but shchita is done al yidei acherim. And how do you know that that is true? The Gemara answers that goli rachmana b'shchitas paro shel aram. When it comes to the par kohen gadol on Yom HaKippurim, there the Torah tells us the kohen gadol v'shachat es par hachatos asher lo. He uniquely does the shchita. Why? Because this carbon is expressly his. That, the Gemara says, is an exception to the rule. It doesn't sound like that's the norm. Here the Pasuk has gone out of his way in telling us there's something unusual about the parko and gadol of Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara says, Esein achinami mechlal deba'alma lo boi bailim. In other words, that shchita lo boi bailim, presumably that shchita lo nitzdavu. So how does Rashi say that when it comes to the cases of Pesach and Kodshim, Habanim nitzdavu dechsi v'samach yado v'shochat, the Rashash points out the Gemara entertains such a possibility, but the Gemara writes this is absolutely not the case. In which instance, the Chora one now would argue that therefore shchit is not considered to be what we would term a chovas hagavra. So why is the brach lishchot? Why don't we assume the brach is considered to be that which is al hashchit? If you look in Or Sameach, Or Sameach is found in Hilchos in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin. Or Sameach writes the following teretz, not exactly the same. Rashi here says that when it comes to cases of Pesach and Kodshim Habalim Nitzdavu, that's the starting point, that this is a chiyuv, a mitzvah which is incumbent upon the Baal HaKarban. Good. Is that exactly what the Gemara tells us in Menachos and Daf Yotes? There the Gemara says the following, Imas smicha bebailim, av shchita bebailim. What exactly does that mean? Poshub Shadar Sameach points out in that Gemara, it means the following, that hava amina, just as when it comes to smicha, I must perform the smicha. It cannot be done al yedei acherim. Just as I have to eat matzah, right? And just as I have to sit in sukkah, and just as I have to know to the lulav nesrik, I have to do smicha. And the Gemara says, well, if the pasuk equates smicha and shchita, so ma smicha bebailim av shchita bebailim, meaning that only the Baal HaKarban can perform shchita and no one else. That, the Gemara says, that's not true. That gali rachmana b'shchita sparo shalara. So Rashi and the Gemara Menachos are not necessarily at odds at all. The Gemara Menachos is talking about who is it that does the shchita. The Gemara suggested no one else other than the Baal HaKarban can do shchita. The Gemara says that is absolutely not true. Gali rachmana b'parav shalana, that is not the case. What exactly does that mean? So therefore, anyone? And therefore, there is no chiyuv whatsoever incumbent upon the Baal HaKarban to do the shchita. So that's the chiddush of the Or Sameach. that hava mina, the justice, when it comes to smicha, I must. So too when it comes to shechita, I must. The kamashman is no, that is not true. When it comes to smicha, you must. When it comes, however, to shechita, shlichus, shlichus. The Kohen can do so on my behalf. When it comes to the paro shel Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, so the Kohen Gadol will say, you know what, I don't want to do the Shechita. I have a lot to do today. It's a busy avoda. Let someone else do it in my stead. So don't we argue? No, that's not true. The Pasuk says, right, V'shachat asher lo, you do not have the ability, Kohen Gadol, to fulfill this chiyuv al yedei acherim. Al yedei acherim. That is Goli Rachmana. Does that mean, therefore, lo nitztavu habaylim? No, that exactly is the chiddush. That habaylim nitztavu. But nonetheless, one can be able to say ayyadei acherim, but only through the vehicle of shlichus. Unlike cases of smicha, mitzvah shebagufa, where that cannot be performed. Just as when it comes to brismila. Well, one could certainly envision, that was the Beis HaLevi's diuk and artosus, that in principle the chiyuv is al ha'av, the molas do so on his behalf, and that's why that makes a bracha of lishchot. Because whenever you have such a case where the starting point is your chiyuv, and even if in practice it can be done al yedei acherim, but only through the vehicle of shlichus, en achinami, you will make le, and others will make al. Unlike Tosfos is chiddush when it comes to gerus, where that there is no seder kadima. When the person does the mila on the ger, I ask, why are you doing so? The answer is, I'm not doing it on behalf of anyone else. No, that was the chiddush of our dosos. That's the Rosh Hashanah of Rashi, to answer the kasha, the Rishash. Eino chinami, habaylim nitztavu. But in practice, the chiyuv is discharged. Al yedei shlichus. Al yedei shlichus. That's the Rosh Hashanah. So beautiful, dear, how it is that you would explain, right, this sugi, you know, that was sugi in Menachos. The only question, of course, is as follows. Is that really true? Is that really the case that when it comes to Kodshim, that, yeah, the starting point is that this is a chiyuv of the Baal HaKarban in order to go ahead and to perform the Shechita, and when the Kohen does so, the Kohen HaOvid is doing so on behalf of the Baal HaKarban with a formal institution of Shlichus. Is that really the case? So as the Rashba points out, you know, this shouldn't be a diuk in Rashi, right? There are Gemaras that speak about this, no? When the Kohen does Avoda, in what capacity is he doing Avoda? And that's the Sugin Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara raises this possibility, right? If I were to ask the Kohen that you're functioning on behalf of whom? What exactly is the answer? So that's exactly what the Gemara questions. Do we assume that the Kohane Shluchei Derachmana? Or do we assume the Kohane Shluchei Didan? That's exactly the question the Gemara raises. Is it really the case that the Kohanim are the Shlichim of the Baal HaKarban? Or do we assume, no, that's not the case at all? The Kohen are considered to be, right, the Shluchei Derachmana. They're appointed by Kadosh Baruch Hu in order to go ahead and to perform the Avoda. And the Gemara writes in Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel, Kohen is Shluchei Derachmana. The Kohen are not Shluchim of the Baal HaKarban. That is not true. After all, the Kohen is going to do things that the Baal HaKarban cannot do. So that's exactly what the Gemara answers. What do you mean? The Kol Milsa De'il Amatzi Mashve. If you cannot go ahead and do something, so how can you appoint the Shliach to do that which you cannot do yourself? So if the Kohen in the course of the Avodah is doing that which is Psula Bizarre, so how can you argue that the Kohen is functioning in the capacity of the Shliach of the Baal HaKarban? That's the Gemara's in condition, Afchav Gimel. Right, it fits in very well to what we discussed yesterday, the Tosfos and Ksuvos, Daf Ayin Daled, that Shlichus is a function of Bailus, of Bailus. Isa b'shlichus, Isa b'tnai. Yeah, if I can do something myself, and I am the Baal HaMaisa, I am the Baal HaChalos, yeah, so let's talk about Shlichus. But if not, then not. when it comes to chalitza, you're the bal hachalos. Can you have a chalitza al tnai? No. And you can't have shlichus when it comes to chalitza. Because after all, shlichus, tnai, they're all indicators that, you know, this is yours. This is something that you own. And therefore, you can appoint, empower others. I'm a siras koach. Not true when it comes to avoda. So the difficulty is as follows. The Gemara writes in Kedushin Nef Chav Gimel that the Kohen's ability to avoda is a right per se, not just simply because of a Mesiras Koach, that he's empowered, or he represents the Bala Karba. So that really is it. Right, Alamdus. When it comes to Shechita, really in principle, the Baile Nitztavu, and the Kohen is doing so, B'Torah Shlichus, and that's the resolution of our Sugin, the Sugin Menachos Yates. But it seems to be not true. That's not the capacity by which the Kohen functions. But if you look in the Rashba, Kedushin Chav Gimel, Rashba is bothered by Yestiras HaSugis. The Rashba points out that that's what the Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Chav Gimel. That Kohen is Shluchi Derachmana. Ihu lo matzi avid, Shliach lo matzi mashve. You can't do it, so you can appoint somebody else to do it. Obviously not. The problem the Rashba points out is when you look elsewhere, you look in Nedarim and Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara does not say that. There the Gemara raises this issue, what is the role of the Kohen? And the Gemara leaves that unresolved in Abaye de lo Ifshita. So the Rashba is bothered. The Gemara writes in Kedushin Chav Gimel, it's a no-brainer, it's obvious that Shluchi Derachmana. Ihu lo matzi avad. So the Gemara raises it in Nedarim, and the Gemara didn't think of that svara, that if it's something you cannot do, you cannot appoint someone else in your stead. You can't, they can't. If they can, obviously it's not Patara Shlichus. So the Rashba writes, a beautiful teretz, right? The Rashba Kedushin Chav Gimel with Beis. Rashba writes, there's a difference between Shechita and Shar Avoda. That's what the Rashba writes. The Gemara in Kedushin Chav Gimel is not talking about Shechita. The Gemara is talking about Avoda Sakarbanos. Zrika, Kabbalah. There the Gemara writes, isn't that obvious? A Kohen who does the Zrika, a Kohen who does the Haktar, a Kohen who does the Kabbalah, he's doing so b'Torah Shlichus of the Baal. How can you argue that's true? Avoda where the Avoda is psula bizarre, the Kohen is doing so b'Torah Shlichus HaBaal, how can that be? That's obvious. The Gemara Nedarim, the Rashba points out, Daf Lamed Hey is talking about Shechita. Shechit is kshera bizarre. In principle, the Bala Korban can do Shechita. Here, yeah, now what do I argue? Do we assume that only when it comes to Shar Avoda, which is Psula bizarre, then we assume Shluchi Derachmana, or do we assume, no, that's an indicator, that is the role, that is the tafkid of the Kohen, even if it so happens that there's an overlap. The Kohen is doing something that you could have done. Yeah, but nonetheless, right, you don't hire the Kohen. Right? The Kohen is considered to be empowered by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if it so happens that it's something that you could do without the Kohen. So that's the Chiddush that the Rashba writes, a beautiful teretz, Shar Avod, it's Aviyah Shluchi Derachmana. The Ibai of the Gemara, which is Lo Yifshita, is would you extend that to Shechita precisely because Shechita is kshera b'zah. That's the Rashba. If you look in the Noda Bihuda, Noda Bihuda is found in Evan Ha'ezer, in Madura Kama, in Simon Ayin Vav. Noda Bihuda writes this distinction as well. Shar Avoda as opposed to Shechita, but with one hitch. Shar Avoda, good. Shluchi Derachman, I understand. And when it comes to Shechita, but that the Rashba says, that's the Sugi Nedarim Daf Lamed Hey? No. The Noda Bihuda writes, we'll have to resolve that Stiras HaSugis some other way. But Shechita? Shchita certainly shluchi didan against the Rashba. That distinction, the Rashba, shchita versus sharavod, is a very meaningful distinction. But it's a meaningful distinction in extremes. That when it comes to sharavoda, that the zar cannot do shluchi derachmana. But when it comes to the case of shchita, which is kshera bizar, that's not an abaya delivshita. That's absolutely, absolutely a case of shluchi didan. That's the twist of the Nod Yehuda. Shchita? Of course, of course. And the Nod here writes, isn't there an obvious raya that this is true? An obvious raya this is true? You don't have to look so far, right? The whole sugya of shlichus. No, Kedushin Mem Aleph, Kedushin Mem Beis, Yis Mekarish Bo V'shlucho. How do you know that there's an institution of shlichus? You know what the answer is? Shchitas kachim. V'shochatu oso kol kaladas Yisrael ben harbaim mikan sheshlucho shalom kamosa. That's the whole source of shlichus. They pointed yesterday the rivash. That's the highest form of shlichus. That's not a mesiras mamish yada richtedamia. Shlichus and mitzvos. Isn't it obvious when it comes to shchita that the Kohen is serving in the capacity of the shliach of the Baal? So that cannot be the suffix of the Gemara Dharma Daf Lamed Hey. When it comes to cases of shchita, it is obvious that it's considered to be shluchei didan. That's the source of shlichus. Good taina, no? That the Nod Yehuda has. How can the Rashba rise? This is considered to be a safek. If you look, for example, in Beis Halevi, the Beis Halevi is found in Chelek Beis, Simen Tes. Beis Halevi writes the following. Not necessarily. A person is offering a karban. Shchit is kshir bizar. Good. I can do the shchita. I'm a little squeamish. I'm not going to do the shchita. No. So the kohen will do the shchita. The kohen will do the shchita. Good. So the Beis Halevi writes as follows: when the kohen does the shchita, you're right. That is shluchi derachmana. Or that's the suffix of the Gemara Dam Daf Lamed Hey, is there Ashbarites? That I can understand one of two ways. Either Shluchi Derachmana or Shluchi Didan. Shara Voda Shluchi Derachmana. Shchita the Ashbarites, a suffix. It's not even right. Suffix? That's the source of Shlichus. Well, what's the source of Shlichus? The Gemara writes, the Pasuk says, when it comes to Korban Pesach, everybody does shchita. What do you mean? Everybody does shchita? Is everything possible? Everybody doing shchita? No, I'm not sure. So good. So I have a Korban Pesach. I can do shchita. That's right. I can have the Kohen do shchita. But you know what? I can have my friend who's not a Kohen do a shchita. Right? My friend is a cracker jack shoch. He'll do the shchita. In other words, that I don't have to have a Kohen do shchita. The pasuk doesn't say that. I can have somebody else do. I can have a zar do shchita. Oh, the zar does the shchita. How does that relate to you? How does that relate to you? V'shachu to oso. You know what the answer is? Shluch hashanah kamasa. Yeah, that's the sugi. Yom kedushin daf mem aleph. Eino chinami. If a zar is the shliach of the Baal HaKarban, yeah, that functions b'tor shlichus. But maybe I'll suggest the following chiddush. If the Kohen is doing so, then you don't have to come on to shlichus. Because the Kohen is shluchi derachmana. You don't have to appoint the Kohen to do the shchita, just like you don't have to appoint the Kohen to do the zrik in the Kabbalah and the Haftarah. But you're appointing this guy, who's not empowered. Yeah, so that's exactly, that's the base of Levi writes. So the source of shlichus based on Karban Pesach, right, that is not shchita ayyadei kohen. There I could press. That's shluchi derachman. But umizari alfina. Now that there is shlichus b'chalav Torah kula, it's a teretz at the base of Levi gives. A chelak beis simintes. Simintes. So again, the Rashba writes that Maksugi Nidaram Daf Lamed Heimud Beis in a Bailu Ishita, what exactly is the role of the Kohen, Shluchi Derachman or Shluchi Didan? So the Rashba writes that's referring to Shchita. Shchita. Shara Vodos, obviously Shluchi Derachman. Shchita, that's the suffix of the Gemara. What is Arkasha? What do you mean it's the suffix of the Gemara? The Gemara derives Shlichus from Shchita. How can that be? The Kashta no the Biuda. Okay, one possibility, the Beis Halevi. Good. Another possibility. If you look in the Pnei Yoshua, and you look in the Sefer HaMakna, on that Sugya, in Kedushin, the Pnei Yoshua and the Sefer HaMakna write the following Chiddush. There's a difference. There's a difference between Karban Pesach and Shar Karbanos. There's a difference in Karban Pesach and Shar Karbanos. That's the Chiddush, the Pnei Yoshua. When it comes to Karban Pesach, the Pasuk says, V'shachatu oso. You have to do it. This you have to do. That's not true when it comes to Shar HaKarbanos. The starting point is not necessarily you must. When it comes to Karban Pesach, the Pasuk says, V'shachatu oso. So when it comes to Karban Pesach, how is it that anybody else other than yourself, even the Kohen, not like the Beis Halevi, even the Kohen does Shechita, how is that possible? V'shachato oso. The answer is Shlichus. Shlichus. And that's exactly the source. That mikan sheshlucho sharon kamoso. Shechitas ha-Pesach. Ha-Pesach. When it comes to Shar Karbanos, now I'll ask you the question. When it comes to Shar Karbanos, how is it that Kohen does the Shechita? Oh, well, maybe one could argue, you know what? The same Shlichus that we find that must be invoked regarding Karban Pesach when it comes to Shar Karbanos? Or maybe one could argue, no, when it comes to Shar Karbanos, Shluchi Derachmana. There you don't have to command to Shlichus. For Karban Pesach, you do. But Shar Karbanos do not require Shlichus. That's the Chiddush the Pnei Yeshua and the Makne. So if the Kohen is asked, and by what right are you performing the Shechita? If it was Shar Karbanos, that's what the Kohen would say, oh, that's a good kash, that's the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Heimud Beis, a suffix. But if it's Karban Pesach, the Kohen is going to say, I'm doing so as a Shliach of the Baal, because the Pasuk says, V'shachatu oso. So very good. When it comes to Shar Karbanos, even regarding Shechita, you could argue, Shluchi Derachmana. But yet, you want to know a source of shlichus? Kedushin mem aleph. Not just shchitas kodshim, shchitas ha-pesach. And that's exactly the makor. Right, the beautiful tarets of the Pnei Yoshua and the Sefer Makna. In other words, when it comes to shar karbanos, no, not necessarily. We wouldn't say this fancy business, it's a chiyuv which is incumbent upon the Baal, and the Baal is discharging his obligation through the institution of shlichus. When it comes to Karban Pesach, obviously as such. Obviously. V'shachatu oso. And the shochet, irrespective of whether he's a Kohen or whether he's a Zar, against the Beis Halevi, he's doing so b'taras, shlichus of the Baal HaKarban. So if you look in Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hey, the Mitzvah Karban Pesach quotes all this. This Pnei Yeshua, the Sefer Makna, the Minchas Chinuch writes, it's against our Gemara. It's against our Gemara. You know, if our Gemara would say Pesach Ma'ikale Meimar, how can you say that the reason make a bracha al hashchita is because there is no chiyuv which is incumbent upon? What do you mean? Pesach Ma'ikale Meimar. Of course, there's a chiyuv. That's great. The Gemara says Pesach v'kodshim Ma'ikale Meimar. There's one too many words in the Gemara according to this chiddush. No, Pesach v'kodshim Ma'ikale Meimar. What do you mean, Pesach v'kodshim Ma'ikale Meimar? Yeah, exactly. Rashi says, Habayli nitzdavu. That means that it is a chiyuv which doesn't come on the Baal HaKarban. And the resolution is, yes, Lord Sameh says shlichus. Unlike smicha, where there's no possibility of shlichus, but in shchita there is. But that's the tzarach iyun that the Minchas Chinuch writes, that don't you see from our Gemara that, no, what is true of Karban Pesach is also true of Kodshim. That the starting point is, yes, it is a mitzvah which doesn't come on the Baal. And that's exactly why the bracha of Leh is recited. So although it seems to fit in beautifully with the possibilities of the sugi, as the Minchas Chinuch points out, that word kodshim in our Gemara is a little bit difficult. No? Pesach v'kodshim eikamim. So if you look in the Rambam, in our sugya, just a pretty, just amazing ha'ara. Right, the Rambam, here in Perak Yir, Aleph Echos Brachos, gives you the whole list. Right, Halach Yir Beis, the Rambam writes, right, these differences. Atzmon Acherim, whether it's a chova, whether it's considered to be a rishus, and if it is a chiv, that you must do so. And the obligation is discharged, ayde acherim, then the bracha is le, right? If you do so, for acherim it's al. So the Rambam writes the following, shachat, pischo, v'chagigaso, mevarech lishchot. The Rambam did not understand our Gemara, kodshim, as Kol Shar Kodshim. Interesting chiddush. Our Gemara says Pesach the Kodshim. The Rambam writes Shachat Pischo v'chagigoso mevorech lishchot. That's what the Rambam writes. That's an interesting chiddush. Because the Rambam did not understand our Gemara that the Karban Pesach or any other Kodshim, you make the bracha of Lishchot. The Rambam apparently understood as follows, the Shchitas HaPesach and the accompanying Kodshim. And the Kodshim that are brought together with the Karban Pesach. For that, the bracha is Lishchot. Interesting, no? And what is that? That's the Karban Chagiga. That's the Karban Chagiga. Now, Karban Chagiga also is somewhat ambiguous. Because Karban Chagiga can have two possibilities, no? There's a Chagiga which is brought on each and every Yanta for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That's the regular Shalmei Chagiga. Right? A person brings multiple Karbanos when he's all the regel, including Shalmei Chagiga. And then there's a unique Karban Chagiga that relates to Karban Pesach. Right, that is not the Chagiga of Pesach itself, but the Chagiga on Erev Pesach, no? That's what we call the Chagiga Siudale. The Chagiga Siudale. Now you can take a look at the Mishnah, later I'm Sachem, Dav Samach Tesim with Beis. Now that's where the Mishnah discusses the Chagiga Siudale, the Ram Hilchos Karban Pesach. Perches Halacha Gimel, Ram discusses the dinim of the Chagigas Yudalim. That's a unique Chagiga which is brought together with the Karban Pesach. And to some extent, it's different. For example, Karban Pesach is Doche Shabbos. If Yadal falls out on Shabbos, the Shechitos HaKarban is done. The Chagigas Yadal is not Doche Shabbos. But nonetheless, that Chagigas Yadalid is linked to the Karban Pesach. The whole purpose of Chagigas Yadalid is to have an abundance of Bisar HaKarban to eat together with the Karban Pesach. Just as an example, if you look at the Braisa later of Psachim, and of Ayin Amar Aleph, the Braisa quotes, this is an extreme Shita, right? This is the Shita of Ben Tema. Right, the Brayson of Ayin Amar Aleph, that the Chagiga Habayim HaPesach, that Chagiga Yudalid, is Hareyu KaPesach, and it's Eino Necheles El Yom Balayla. The Zman Achila is one day. Normally, a Karban Chagiga, the Zman Achila is beyond that. It's 2 days. Ben Tema says this is unusual. This is a Karban Chagiga. The Zman Achila is only a single day because Hareyu Kepesach. And Ben Tema quotes, right, Pasuk Shmos Lamedalet, where the Pasuk says, V'lo yolin laboker zevach chag haposach. Zevach chag haposach means chag is chagiga. Equating the zman hachagiga with the zman of the Karban Pesach. Mamish Ekish. That's the view of Ben Tema. We don't paskin like that extreme sheet of Ben Tema. That the Zman of Achila Sachagiga is identical to the Zman Achila Karban Pesach. After all, Chagiga is an independent Karban, and Chagiga, Kachim Kalim, that the Zman Achila, Shnei Yamim. I'll give you just an example. If you look in the Mishnah Melech, this is found in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Vav Halacha Tes. Mishnah Melech raises the following suffix. We know there's something unusual about Karban Pesach. We discussed before that normally there's an Essay de Hashlama. The Essay de Hashlama, which means Karbanos typically have to be sandwiched in between the Tamid Shel Shach and the Tamid Shel Ben Avayim. A noted exception is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, the Hakrava Sakarban is La'achar Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Pesach is an exception to the Essay DeHashlama. Mishnah raises the following suffix. What about the Chagigas Yadalid? If the Chagigas Yadalid accompanies the Karban Pesach, is it really true that you have to offer the Chagiga before the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im? Even though the Karban Pesach is after the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, don't we assume, no, that this is the Chagiga Habayim HaPesach, and therefore, the Zman HaKrava is the Zman HaKrava HaPesach. So this is one possibility of Chagiga. The Chagigas Yudalid, right, which is the Chagiga that accompanies the Karban Pesach. Accompanies the Karban Pesach. And even if you don't go as far as Ben Tema to argue that the Zman Achila is only one day, we argue, no, the Zman Achila is based on Shlomim, which is 2 days. Nonetheless, Dino Kepesach. That's one possibility in this Rambam. When the Rambam says that when it comes to the case of the Pesach and when it comes to the case of the Chagiga, then the Nusach HaBrachi is lit, it's because Karban Pesach, as he pointed out, the Pnei Yeshua, the Makne, Habayin Nitzdavu. And for that, right, we have to invoke Shlichus. But the starting point is the Chiyuv Shechita rests on the Bailim. And therefore, that is the source of Shlichus. And perhaps the next step, the possibility that what is true then of the Karban Pesach is also true of the Karban Chagiga. And therefore, the Gemara says, Pesach v'kodshim, the Rambam interpreted Pesach and the kodshim that accompany the Karban Pesach, and in those two karbanos, in Achinami. And we assume Bamin is Dabu. Maybe not when it comes to the Shechit of Shar Karbanos. Another possibility one could argue, according to the Rambam, is when the Rambam says the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagiga, Rambam does not necessarily mean the Chagigas Yud Dalet. Maybe one could argue the Rambam means typically, right, what we always refer to. When we say Chagiga, Chagiga means the Karban Chagiga that applies to each and every Yantiv, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the Shalmei Chagiga brought on each and every Yantiv. That's the Pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel, where the Pasuk says that Shalosh Rogalim Tachogli Bashana, Tachog means Karban Chagiga. Karban Chagiga. But that also is unusual, because that Karban is part of the Chovas Hayom of Yantiv. That Karban is part of the Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel. That's not just like Shalmei Simcha, which has the status of Nedarim and Nedavos. That's considered to be part of the Chovas Hayom. And therefore, even if the Rambam means that Chagiga as the typical Chagiga of Yantiv, one could argue that, look, when it comes to these Karbanos, that the Torah insists that you categorically offer, these are not Nedarim and Nedavos. Nor is it a carbon that, under some circumstance, you're obligated to bring as a kapara, a carbon chatos, a carbon asham. But when it comes to these carbonos that you are obligated to bring, a carbon pesach or a carbon chagiga of yantif, there enochinami nitztavu habaylim. There the chiyuv is squarely incumbent upon the baal. And Chiddush, that's apparently how the Rambam understood the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean to say this is true of Shar Kodshim. Not true of Shar Kodshim. Maybe one could argue when it comes to Shar Kodshim, Shluchi Derachmana. But regarding these Karbanos that categorically one must, then we assume Banim Nistavu, as Rashi writes, and Enochinami. So then, that justifies the Bracha of Lit. And that's what the Rambam writes, that if the individual offers his Karban Pesach or his Karban Chagiga in such a case, then right, the Nusach HaBrach is considered to be that which is Lishchot. And the Rambam does not quote this categorically when it comes to right, other cases. Right, it's a fascinating possibility in terms of the difference between Shechita as opposed to Shar HaKarban, Shar Avodos or Karban Pesach as opposed to Shara Karbanos, the limitation of the Rambam, where the Rambam cites our Gemara as expressly applying to Karban Pesach and Karban Chagiga, was somewhat of ambiguity in the Rambam which Karban Chagiga the Rambam is referring to, but Limon Avshach. Either one could understand why it's linked to Karban Pesach. Either linked because literally it's Chagigas Yodale that accompanies the Karban Pesach, or linked in terms of, right, a Chiyuv, where that would justify right, the Nusach HaBracha of Lishchot. So these are two exceptions the Gemara writes, or two factors in terms of Li in Al, that Li is when it's La'atzmo, Al when it's La'acherim, Li is when it's considered to be a Chova, right, and Al when it's considered to be that which is a Rishus. So now the Gemara asks, and what do you do with the case of Al Netilas Li? No, that's the Kash of the Gemara. How does Rav Papi understand that? After all, why is it you make a bracha of Al? La'atzmo. Netilas Lulav certainly is considered to be a chova. And if you assume that, what do you mean, Al is at Meikar Mashma, not Lahaba Mashma, how in the world does that fit with Lulav? Right? La'atzmo, chova, and Poshub Shat, Lahaba. The Gemara answers no. Not Lahaba. A chiddush, the Shani Hasa, the case of Lulav is different because the idna de agbaha Nafik be. What do you mean? When you picked up the chayfetz, you already fulfilled the mitzvah netilah. And therefore, now the bracha that you're reciting really is la'achar asiyasa. Ma'achar asiyasa, of course you recite a bracha of al. Now, Rav Papi could argue, yeah, that whenever it's lahaba lid, this is not lahaba. When was it already outside? And therefore, most fitting that the bracha should be al netilas lulav. The Gemara is bothered if that's true, the Lashon HaBraisa. The Braisa says that latzeis bo, when one is about to be otzei, lahaba, you recite the bracha of al netilas lulav. The Gemara says, no, that yotze bo mi bayle. Really, you're right. For lulav, it would be more appropriate to say, now that you were yotzei, recite the bracha, but is done mishum haseifa regarding the case of sukkah. That sukkah nichnas leishiva. Sukkah yes over las yasen. So therefore, the phrase is used to parallel that of sukkah. As Tosfos points out, you see the diuk in Lashon HaBraisa, that latzeis is mashma lahaba, meaning shalo yatsa adayin. As of yet, you are not yatsa. As of net, you are not yatsa. Tosfos points out that one could even justify the phrase latzeis bo. Why? Because there are ways one could do both. After all, what's the difficulty? That whenever you recite a bracha, the chefes, whether it's a birchas mitzvah or a birchas anen, the chefes should be biyada, because as we're going to see, there's halacha of over la'asiyasa, but not over de'over. So therefore, you want the object to be immediately accessible, b'shas ha-bracha. But once you pick it up, you're already outside. So Tulsa says, Mishkachasla, one could envision cases where both of these conditions could be met. On the one hand, it's biyado. On the other hand, as of yet, you are not yotze. And Tulsa gives you two possibilities. One is Mishkachasla keshehavcho. Right? One is if it's upside down. That's how Tulsa interprets. Right? Upside down. Because the Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis of Hafcha Lo Yatsa. So therefore, if you hold it incorrectly, so the Chefetz is Biado, but at the same time, as of yet, you're not Yotze. And that Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis, Hafcha Lo Yatsa, Interim Nechanan writes, Hafcha means the wrong hands. Not that you turn it upside down, it means you switch the hands. The left and the right. Achidish, no, that left and right is li'kuva when it comes to dalad meaning. The Balamor writes that. Right, as well. The Balamor here in our sugya. And then Tosus mentions other possibility that not lo shalalotze spo. No, you can still pick it up, but picking it up, having in mind not to be outside. Not lo shalo latzeispa. Picking it up without being outside. What exactly does that mean? So if you look in Tosus and Sukkah Daf Lamites, the parallel Tosus, their Tosus is more explicit. First Tosus just fills in the problem. Tosus says the following, that heich yivarech alav v'humunach bekli. Making a bracha where the dalad minim are not in your hand, that you cannot do. That's the problem. Right? It has to be biyado b'shas bracha. So how then do you resolve this difficulty? So Tosa says, one is hofech echad mehem. Hofech echad mehem, I guess, turn over one of them. That also is a chiddush, one of them. In other words, just turn over one of them. We turn over the Esrog, no? The Esrog. The Gon points out in Shulchan Aruch, and Tafresh Nun Aleph, does that help? The Brach is Al Netilas Lulav, and the Lulav is Derek Adilasa. Does it really help turning the Esrog upside down? Because the Netila can be done by Zachar Zeh. We'll have to talk about that Gon. But, again, Tosus and Sukkah is explicit. And our Tosus says Kishahavcha. Right, the Tosfos in Sukkah says, "Hofech echad mehem." Just turn over one of the minim So as of yet, you're not Yotze. And then Tosus continues and elaborates on our second Teretz of Tosus, or Yiskaven Shelo Lotzeis Ad Achar HaBracha, or have in mind that I am not going to be Yotze until after the Bracha is recited. And our Tosus just simply says, again, the case of Natlo Shelo Lotzeis Bo. The Tosus in Sukkah says, have expressed Kavanah not to be Yotze, because that's what Tosus continues. Because even if one should assume that mitzvos einon tzrichos Kavanah, yeah, that's true min hastam. Person's mind is a little blank. So if you hold mitzvos einon tzrichos Kavanah, you can kind of fill in that gap. There's implicit Kavanah. But Tosus says, one thing is clear, l'chuliyama, this is not the machlokes, Baal Karcho Lo Nafik. We believe in religious freedom. No, no one is going to fulfill the mitzvah against their will. You don't want to fulfill the mitzvah? You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. That's not mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavanah. Mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavanah means that implicit in the Maisa mitzvah is Kavanah. But if you expressly have in mind, I am not going to be Yotze, Satosa says clearly, Baal Karcho Lo Nafik. You're not going to be Yotze. So our Tosus does not just simply mean, right, when you see the Tosus and the Flamites, that if you hold mitzvah srichos kavanah and you don't have kavanah, so therefore you're not going to be yotzei until afterward. No, no. Even if mitzvah ain't srichos kavanah. Right, the mindset that you're not going to be yotzei until, right, the bracha is recited, that will save, that will salvage the issue of overlasiyasim. That will salvage the issue of overlasiyasim. So that's the chiddush, right, the Tosus points out, that even if you assume that mitzvahs Ein srichos kavanah min hastam. But kavanah shall not say, so you're not yotze. So that's what Tosus discusses. So right, there are ways that at once you can go ahead and do some. We pointed out, when you look at the Gaon, the Mechaber quotes this. It quotes the Tosus about Hafcha. In Tafresh Nun Aleph, the Gaon writes, what exactly are we doing? Like, what problem are we solving? No? The answer is Hafcha. The answer is Kavanah shall not say. The answer to what? Now, what is the challenge? The Gemara asked a question, why don't you make a bracha of le? Because al normally is indicative of meikara mashma abba mashma. The Gemara answer is chazaw or koveh the bracha of al, because once you pick it up, you're yotzei. Because that's what the Gaon is very bothered. So what exactly is Tosa suggesting? In other words, there's another thing that you could do in order to avoid this problem. The Gemara says that is why Chazal were kovei the bracha in this fashion, because this is a bracha which is lachar asiyasa. In fact, if you look at the Rambam, this is what the Rambam discusses in our sugya. But look at that Rambam in Perek Yudalef Brachos. So the Rambam writes that what then is the nusach habracha on lulav? See what the Rambam writes. It depends. Right, if you do these kunsin, in other words, if you weren't yet yotze, then the bracha is lita lulav. And if you already picked it up, then the bracha is anatilas lulav. Right, chazal or koveh anatilas lulav, because typically you pick it up and then you make the bracha. But the Rambam writes if that's not happening, then the bracha is lita lulav. Those are what the Rambam discusses. Whether anatilas lulav is a low plug, the Rambam in our sugya, or whether really that, you know, you have two options of brachos, depending on whether it's over lasiyasa or sachar lasiyasa. But our Tosus, the simple Eitzah, is just Kavanah Shalo Lotzeis. Kavanah Shalo Lotzeis. If you look in the Tosus and Brachos and Daf Yud Beizam at Aleph, their Tosus writes the same Chiddush in a different context, but the same Chiddush. And that is inappropriate Kavanah, or Kavanah Hafucha, Kavanah not to be Yotzei. That is not the Machlokis of Mitzvos Trichos, Mitzvos Ein Trichos Kavanah. The machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes Rabbi Zeir and Rabba, the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, yeah, all of that is min hastam. But not if a person expressly has in mind not to be yotze. With this in mind, Tosus resolves the following difficulty. The Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph raises the following: what part of the bracha is considered to be the Ikar HaBracha, that is Koveya, that establishes the appropriate Kavanah? What happens in the following case, the Gemara says? Right, the Kanachit Kasa DeShichra, a person is holding a kos of shechem schnapps. And you know what? His mindset is that this is wine. And Baruch Adai to Dechamra, V'Sim Adai to Deshichra. Rashi explains. He said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shem, Malchus, thinking that this is wine, that he's about to recite a bracha Baruch Pi Hagafen. And all of a sudden, right, he realizes, well, that's a mistake. Right, this is schnapps. And he concludes the bracha appropriately with a shahako. So the difficulty is, when the bracha began, the askara shem shamayim, an inappropriate bracha, but then he flipped, right? Does that salvage the bracha or does it not? That's a safek in the Gemara, whether basar ikar habracha zlinan or basar chasima zlinan. And the Gemara leaves that as a safek. It's a fascinating issue, the today's in Tosas, Rabbi Kaveh, Gogin HaShas, brachos yirbeis, how do you paskin? How do you paskin? In a safek, brachas anenim. Right, that'll be important for the next year, right? When we speak about Oblas Yosan, what is the relationship? Birchas Hanenin, Birchas HaMitzvos. Today is in Tosus. So Tosus is immediately bothered. They're in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. That, what exactly is the problem of the Gemara? You said Baruch Ata Hashem, thinking one thing. Oh, if I were to ask the guy next to you, did he make a good bracha? Of course he made a good bracha. He made a bracha v'shako. Sounded fine to me. But he was thinking's kavana. And Tosu says, what do you mean? V'halo mitzvah, sein tzrichas kavana. What's the shayla of the Gemara? So Tosu quotes the name of the Rimi Kinon. Yeah, exactly the answer. Mitzvah's ein tzrichas kavana is min hastam. Min hastam. I asked the guy, what were you thinking at the time? He said, you know what? I was a little blank. I was a little spaced out. Okay, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. But if you have kavana ledavar acher, kavana hafucha, when you said the Shem Hashem, you were thinking that you're going to make a bracha Baruch Pi Hagafen, that certainly is no good. Kavana ledavar acher is not mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. That's what Tosus writes. That's what Rabbi Yonah quotes. And Avavim and Alef and Dabi are written in Seches Brachos. Now, kavana hafucha. That's exactly the Tosus and Sukkah, Daf Lamed Tes. Kavana hafucha, you're not yotze. Baal karach lo nafik. Rabbi Yosef gives a second teretz. Ah, beautiful teretz, right? And that is when a person performs a maisa hamitzvah li kavana. Maybe then you can argue mitzvahs ain't srichos kavana. Eating matzah without kavana is eating. Netilas lulav li kavana. I can call that netila. What about dibur without kavana? Unintended speech. That's what Ben Yonah writes. Dibur b'li kavana is lav klum. In other words, yeah, mitzvos trichos, mitzvos ain't trichos kavana when there is a requisite maisa hamitzvah. When you don't have a formal maisa hamitzvah, it's a mitzvah hatluya b'dibur. Dibur without kavana, you would not say mitzvos ain't trichos kavana. Beautiful teretz. Beautiful teretz. It's not so simple, but sounds the Mishnah that we just discussed. Now, the Mishnah in Brachas Hayakar Betorah, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Hayakar Betorah Giyazman Mikra Im Kivin Libayatsa. The guy happens to be just reading through the parsha of Kriya Shema, happens to be Zman Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says, if you have proper kavana, you're yotze. It's the first line in the Gemara. Shema Mina Mitzvah Srichus Kavana. Oh, so you see, what a machlokis, machlokis Amoraim, Rabin Rabzera. It's a Mishnah. That mitzvah srichas kavana. What do you mean, Rabbi Yonah should say, no, it's not a Mishnah. Because mitzvah srichas kavana is lulav and matzah, but dibur? Dibur b'li kavana lav klum. And that's Rabbi Yonah writes. Exactly. Right. The dapim aren't so far apart. No, one sukkah is in daf yud beis, another sukkah is daf yud gimel. No, you look in the next daf, it's against this chiddush Rabbi Yonah. That's the bach's kash. How can that be? When it comes to Kriya Shema, the Gemara says, whether Kriya Shema requires Kavanah, it depends on Mitzvah Srichos Kavanah. So if you say, like the other Teres of Inyona, or Tosas Kavanah Hafucha, I understand. Right? But if you're saying that objectively, Dibur always requires Kavanah, maybe not, unless another Shir, maybe there's a difference between Kriya Shema as opposed to Amira Sabracha. Maybe there's a difference. Maybe Amira Sabracha is called that semi-maisa, but Kriya Shema maybe is not. Maybe the difference between a Kriya Saparsha as opposed to a Mitzvah Tliya B'Dibur. That's the Chiddush of our Tosos, the Tosos and Bracha Sibbeis, the Tosos and Sugadaf Lamites, that Bal Karcho Lo Nafik. Who disagrees with this Chiddush of this Tosos? Who disagrees? The Ritva and our Sugi disagrees. The Ritva here, Psachim, Zanu, Beis, Ramascha, Vehilchasa, disagrees? Disagrees? And the Ritva maintains that is not true. If you hold mitzvos, ein srichos kavana, that means bottom line, the act speaks louder than the mindset. Bottom line, you performed a mitzvah, you are yotze. Not only if it's min hastam, but even if you have kavana the davracher, even if you have kavana hafucha, mitzvos, ein srichos kavana means your mindset is not going to prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah. Even if a person expressly has in mind not to be yotze. Well, not to be yotze. An interesting chiddush. See, does mitzvah sein srichos kavana mean that kavana is irrelevant? B'dievet? Yeah, amayla. But b'dievet irrelevant? Or can one argue, no, it means that kavanah is implicit. Kavanah is implicit in that which you're doing. So min hastam, yeah, you can say that. Kavanah is implied. I usually don't eat matzah. And I'm sitting there at the Seder night eating matzah, implicit in the Maisa Mitzvah is kavanah. But you cannot argue implicit in when a person expressly states that he does not desire to be yotze. Yeah, two very different ways of understanding. If you want to borrow a term, not an exact, but borrow a term. The Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Beis, writes, sometimes you assume stam lishma. The Kohen's a little preoccupied, but he's wearing big day kahuna, he's in the mikdash, he's doing avoda. See, even if kind of he has a little bit of a lapse, but sometimes you can assume a stam lishma, an implicit kavana. It's a fascinating issue. You know, maybe the two issues I just raised are Hava Hatalia. Right? Rabbi Yonah's distinction between active versus passive, or Maisa versus Dibur. And maybe this issue of Kavan Hafucha, maybe they're related in the broadest sense. Because if you assume that Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavana means sometimes Kavana is supplied, sometimes it's implied. No, maybe I could argue, yeah, maybe there's certain limitations. Maybe it's only implied if it's min hastam. It's not implied if it's keneged. Makes sense, no? It's an implicit bracha v'shahaka when I thought I was going to make a bracha v'ar priyagafen. And maybe if you argue it's supplied or it's implied in that what you're doing, maybe I could argue, you know, maybe it depends. Maybe sometimes, yes, you could say that. Sometimes you can't say that. And that's what the Magen Mishnah writes. The Rambam writes that matzah doesn't require kavanah. Perek vav v'chametz matzah. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis of shofar that shofar does require kavanah. How do you resolve that? Steer. Magen Mishnah writes shofar the mitzvah is shmiya. The Magen Mishnah writes is kind of passive. No, passive. What are you going to argue? Implied in the shmiya is kavanah. Yeah, implied in the shmiya is kavanah. But everything I hear, it's with an implicit mindset. A guy is sitting there at the Seder and eating matzah. I understand that act implies, it speaks volumes. A guy is walking in the street and you can hear the kol shofar from the shul. Yeah, we're going to say, oh, implicit in your what? Implicit in your hearing is kavanah. So maybe these two issues can even be linked. But here, the ritva's mefurish. The ritva and our sugya, not true. Your yotzei, even with kavanah shalolatzeis, and that also is the shita of the ra'ah. Right, you can take a look. This is in Beis Yosef, Tavkuf Peites, Dramaskal Vitzarich, Beis Yosef quotes the Ra'al, like the Ritva Narsugya, Mitzvos Ein Tzrichos Kavana means Mitzvos Ein Tzrichos Kavana. It doesn't mean fancy that really Kavana is necessary, but it's implied. It is necessary, but Stam Lishma means it's unnecessary. Unnecessary, B'di'evin. And therefore, in fact, you're Yotze. The main sugya of Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana is Rosh Hashanah Chavches. And if you take a look at the Shagasari, the Turi Evin, in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesamud Beis, there the Turi Evin writes, he thinks there's a Raya Muchachas to the Ritvan Ar Gemara against our Tosos. Where do you see this? He writes, it's a Sugyan Erevin and Daf Tzarihe. Turyevin writes the following. It's Shabbos and Hamotzi Tefillin. Right, a person finds Tefillin. The Tefillin, let's say, are inappropriately placed. It's a bizayon. Maybe the Tefillin will be damaged. Tefillin will be ruined. Well, I bet there's Nisra Hotzai. I can't just take hold of the Tefillin and carry them. But you know what I can do? I can wear the tefillin. I can wear the tefillin. If I wear the tefillin, derech levisha, the way it's normally worn, that's not called hotzah. So the Tanakhama says, fine, you can wear these tefillin. But you know what? Machnisan zugzug. One pair at a time. One pair at a time. Put on one pair of tefillin and wear it to whatever, safe area. Go back and do it again as many times. Yeah, there are five pairs of tefillin to make five trips. Rabban Gamliel says that no, shnayim, you can wear two pairs at a time. You can wear two pairs at a time. Because you know what? It's only derech levisha if they're worn appropriately. But that's where the Gemara says there is ample space on the shalyad and ample space on the rosh that you can fit two pairs of tefillin. So therefore, if you'll put on, you'll double up two pairs of tefillin, each one is being worn appropriately. So you're covered. So that's what the Mishnah says. Hamotzi tefillin. According to Tanakhama Zugzug, according to Rabban Gamliel, two pairs at a time. The Gemara explains, you know what the machlokes is? A mitzvos tzrichos kavana issue. How mitzvos tzrichos kavana? How mitzvos tzrichos kavana? So the Gemara says the following chiddush. Wait a second. Wearing two pairs of tefillin. Isn't that an issue about Tosif? Isn't that an issue about... The Tanakhama says you can't wear two pairs of tefillin. What's wrong with wearing two pairs of tefillin? It's derech malbush. I can wear two pairs of tefillin appropriately. You know, you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, it's Yuhara. Yeah, it looks a little haughty, you know, to wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Just a Ha'ara, when the Mechaber speaks about wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, Poshe Pshat Mechaber, Rabbeinu Tam, the Mechaber is talking about wearing two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. The Gemara writes in Erevin Daf Tzadi Hei that there's room to do so. So if I have to wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, you know, it's hard to take sides. You know, so you know what? I'm going to wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. Yeah, that many posts can point out that's a pretty big yura, no? You see the guy initially is wearing two because I'm on the level of Midas Chassidus, I can go ahead and do that. Is it necessarily yura to wear one and then afterwards to wear another? Right, so what's wrong with wearing two pairs of tefillin simultaneously? Why does the Tanakhama say you can't? The Gemara says the problem is Baltosif. The problem is a Baltosif problem. See, that's what the Mechaber writes. When you wear a Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, you should have in mind that only one pair is Lashem Tefillin, and the other is not. Right? Because it's true, no? If one is kosher, the other is pasul. If one is pasul, the other one is kosher. Here, Machnis and Zug, wearing two pairs of Tefillin simultaneously, that should be Baltos. That should be Baltos. So why does the Tanakhama say, therefore don't? And Rabbi Gamliel says, it's okay. What's okay? Baltosif is okay. So that's what the Gemara writes. No, that hinges on mitzvos srichos kavanah. Whoa, and the Gemara says this chiddush. Pretty unbelievable. No, the Gemara says the following. Rabban Gamliel maintains mitzvos trichos kavana, which means that in order to go ahead and to violate bal tosif, a person has to meet the conditions of the mitzvah. Rabban Gamliel says, in order to label this as a mitzvah, you need kavana. You need kavana latzeis. Does this guy have kavana latzeis? He doesn't have kavana latzeis. Shabbos, he doesn't have kavana latzeis. So, therefore, he has not met the conditions of the mitzvah. And therefore, it's not called bal tosif. So, we're two at a time. What's the big deal? But if you hold like the Tanakhama, that mitzvahs in srichos kavana, you don't need kavana. So wearing two pairs of tefillin per se is bal tosif. What are you going to say? No, it's not bal tosif. You don't need kavana. According to Rabban Gamliel, you could say that without kavana, it is not bal tosif. Because bal tosif means you're performing a mitzvah b'hosafa. I didn't perform the mitzvah. Mitzvah requires kavana. What I did is not performing a mitzvah b'hosafa. But if you hold mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana, yes, you are fulfilling a mitzvah b'hosafa. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. Therefore, according to Tanakam, you have no choice but just move quickly. You're afraid someone's going to vaza the tefillin. Go quickly, because we're only going to allow you to wear one at a time. So that's the kasha of Shagasari and Teryevin. I'll give you a simple eitzah. A simple eitzah. No. Artosis. Artosis gave this as an eitzah for lulav, no? Just have in mind not to be yotze. And you're home free. Right? So, that's what the Tari Evan writes. So, have in mind not to be yotze. So, what exactly is the problem? Just like according to Gamliel, without having in mind to be yotze, you're not yotze. Well, if you have kavan expressly not to be yotze, you're not yotze even according to the Chachamim. So you can't find a case that you're not yotze. Tosus found a case you're not yotze. Pick up the dal minim. Have in mind not to be yotze, and that'll salvage avolas yasan. So you know what? So have in mind not to be yotze, and there won't be any bal tosif. And wear two pairs of tefillin at once, so you can save the tefillin. Well, what's the problem? Elamai, this is the Shagasai writes. It must be right to the Ritvan Arsugi. That if you hold mitzvahs ain't srichos kavana, kavana is irrelevant. And even if you have kavana not to be yotze, mikar hadin mitzvahs ain't srichos kavana means you look at the bottom line. Your kavana, your machshava, your mindset, your das, that's all, you know, milos. But it's not considered to be that which is le'ikuva. Right? The whole assumption of the Shagas Aryeh is an analogy. And his analogy is that lack of kavana, if you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, is identical to kavana shelo latzeis, if you hold mitzvos ein srichos kavana. Is that analogy true? Right, that's his whole argument. Rabban Gamliel holds you need kavana. Well, then lack of kavana, yeah, but that's the same as kavana shelo latzeis if you hold mitzvos ein srichos kavana. Just like you're not yotzi, according to Gamliel, b'li kavana, you're not yotzi, according to Chama, if you have kavana fucha, they're identical. So that's what Rabbi Ochanan discusses. This is found in the Kovet Shiurim, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Gimel, Sifkat Beis, Sifkat Gimel, is that true? Is choser kavana? L'man damar, mitzvos trichos kavana, identical to kavana hafucha, L'man darim mitzvah sein srichos kavana. That's his question. So take a look. A beautiful chiddush. He said he asked Reb Chaim about this chiddush. Beautiful piece. Right, in the Kovet Shiurim. About whether that link, right, is necessarily muchach. Okay, so we'll pick up over here. We'll discuss a little bit more about the mitzvah srichos kavana. Then we have to go on to the fundamental aspect of avolas yasan. Why is it necessary? Today is Na'ar Ritva. Why you need avolas yasan, and whether avolas yasan is considered to be li'ikuva, whether it's only to mechatchila, and the link between various brachos is what is true of a berachas hamitzvah, also true of a berachas hanin, and the sugyan brachos in daf nun aleph.
Mm-hmm.